Chapter 20, Rennes Le Chateau, 2:30 p.m. Malone surveyed the inside of Ernst Scoville's house. He estimated that 1,000 books surrounded him. Everything dealt with Rennes, Saunière, French history, the church, Templars, and Jesus Christ.
Seems Scoville was a Bible connoisseur.
He spent his life studying the New Testament, Stephanie said. He was Lars's biblical source.
What would he have known that was worth killing for?
She shrugged. I honestly thought he was the one who'd sent the journal, but when I spoke to him, he knew nothing of that.
You said Lars believes Saunière discovered a message inside that glass vial found in the column. Who was the message from?
In his notebook, Lars wrote that it was probably from Antoine Bigot, who served as the parish priest for Rennes, and to whom Marie Daupoul de Blanchefort told her family's secret before dying.
So Lars thought the family secret was recorded in the vial?
It's not that simple. Marie Daupoul married the last Marquis de Blanchefort in 1732. One of his ancestors was master of the Templars in the middle of the 12th century. When the Templars were arrested in 1307, the de Blanchefort sheltered many fugitives. It's said that members of the family were always part of the Templars after that.
You sound like Henrik, Malone said. Do you actually think the Templars are still out there?
I have no idea, but something the man in the cathedral said keeps coming back. He quoted Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, a 12th century monk who was instrumental in the Templars' rise to power. Lars wrote about him. The man in the cathedral knew Lars, even intimated that he'd spoken to him about the journal. Lars wrote in his journal about the de Blanchefort secret. It's Marie's grave, though, the one drawn in the book Torvaldsen bought, that seems to be the key. Marie died in 1781, but it wasn't until 1791 that Abbé Bigot erected a headstone and marker over her remains. Remember the time. The French Revolution was brewing, and Bigot was anti-republic, so he fled to Spain in 1793 and died there 2 years later, never returning to Rennes-le-Château.